can study the topic, the Lord's Spirit fell upon me.
我们今天早上已经提到，当主的灵降在我们身上的时候，一个人他可以看见属灵的奥秘。
And this morning we have already discussed that when the Lord's Spirit falls upon us, then we can see the spiritual mysteries.
就像以西结先知他看到四活物的异象。
And just like the prophet Ezekiel, he saw the vision of the four creatures.
他看到四个轮子在活物旁边。
And he saw the four wheels besides the four living creatures.
那个活物的灵就在轮子当中。
And the spirit of the living creatures were within the wheel.
那表示那个神的计划，这个活物是活物，神的这些仆人，他们整个心思都是在执行神的计划。
And that signifies that living creatures, their mindset is in carrying out the work of God.
那先知也看到了神的荣耀。
And the prophet also saw the glory of God.
他更看到了百姓内心里面真正的那个黑暗里面。
And he also saw the true darkness within the people.
所以我们如果有主的灵在我们身上，我们才能够真的看清我们自己的罪恶。
So only when we have the Spirit of the Lord within us can we see our own sins.
那接下来我们请翻开以西结书第三章。
And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3.
以西结书第三章。
Ezekiel chapter 3.
请看第十四节。
Read verse 14.
三章十四节我们看从第十二节读，从第十二节。
Let's read from verse 12.
那时候灵将我提起，我就听见在我身后有震动轰轰的声音，说从主神的所在显出来的荣耀是该称颂的。
And then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a loud rumbling sound. May the glory of the Lord be praised in his dwelling place.
第十三节，我又听见那活物翅膀相碰，与活物旁边轮子旋转震动轰轰的响声。
Verse 13, the sound of the wing of the living creatures brushing against each other, and the sound of the wheels beside them, a loud rumbling sound.
十四节，于是灵将我汲取，带我而去，我心中甚苦，灵性奋激，并且主的灵在我身上大有能力。
The Spirit then lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness and in the anger of my spirit, and the strong hand of the Lord upon me.
第十五节，我就来到提勒雅毕，住在加巴鲁河边被掳的人那里，到他们所住的地方，在他们中间悠悠闷闷地坐了七日。
Verse 15, I came to the exiles who live at Tel Abib, near the Kibar River, and there, where they were living, I sat among them for 7 days, overwhelmed.
这第一章到第三章是第一类的异象，在这异象当中，神呼召以西结做先知，交付他使命。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 3 is the first kind of visions where the Lord was calling Ezekiel to be his prophet.
再要他在这个异象要结束的时候，他说神把他汲取来，他这个时候听到他后面有震动轰轰的声音，其实就是四活物的声音。他们在歌颂说，从神的所在显出来的荣耀是应该称颂的。
And the Spirit lifted him up, and he heard a sound beside him, which is the sound of a living creature, and saying, "The Lord be praised."
就是神的荣耀是从神的所在，是神的殿里面发出来的。
And that is the glory of God comes from His dwelling place.
那他要听到这个活物翅膀相碰，活物旁边轮子旋转震动轰轰的声音，表示这个时候其实。神的计划就是要执行 要开始了，然后四活物他们已经在就是在神的面前忠实的在服侍神。
And at that time he heard the sound of the wings of the living creatures and the sound of the wheels, and this means that the Lord's work is about to begin.
那第十四节，灵将我汲取，就带我回来了，他就回到当时候的被掳的百姓当中。
And in verse 14, the Spirit lifted him up, and he returned to among the captives.
但这个时候，他说他的心中甚苦，灵性奋激，主的灵在他的身上大有能力。
And here it says that he went in with bitterness and anger of his spirit, and the strong hand of the Lord was upon him.
那这个我们就会看到，当时的灵降在一个人身上的时候，一个人的灵性是会被激励起来的。
And so we can see when the spirit comes upon a person, his spirituality will be lifted.
神的灵如果进入我们心中的时候，我们才会听见神的声音。
And only when the Spirit of the Lord comes into us can we hear His voice.
然后一个人的灵性奋激，是因为有神的话语信息进入的。
And a person's spirit will be moved because the words of the Lord comes into him.
因为如果只是要看一个异象。
If you only saw a vision,
看完之后可能就忘记了。
You may see it and forget about it.
但是当神的灵临到以西结以后，神马上让他听见神 要他说的话。
And but when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Ezekiel, he immediately allowed him to hear the words he wanted him to say.
我们先看第二章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 1.
他对我说：“人子啊，你站起来，我要和你说话。”
And he said to me, "Son of man, stand upon your feet, and I will speak to you."
第二节，他对我说话的时候，灵就进入我里面，使我站起来。我便听见那位对我说话的声音。
In verse 2, as he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me.
这个就是神的灵啊，临到一个人身上，这个人他就会听见神要说话的声音。
And so when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon a person, then he will hear the Lord's voice.
神是要差派以西结去到悖逆的百姓当中去传讲信息。
And God wanted to send Ezekiel into the rebellious people to preach the message.
这些百姓是面无羞耻，心里刚硬的。
And these people were not ashamed, and they were hardened at heart.
那神说，我差你往他们那边去，你要对他们说，每次说话以前都要说，主神如此说。
And the Lord said to him, I will send you to speak to them. Every time you speak, you will say, the Lord, so, and thus the Lord spoke.
这个神一再重复跟先知强调的话。
And this is what God has repeatedly emphasized to the prophet.
因为现在先知要成为神的口。
Because now the prophet will become the mouthpiece of God.
哦，所以现在要去传讲信息，不管百姓听不听，以西结都要讲。
And now he's about to go to and preach a message, regardless of whether or not they were here, he needs to speak.
他在第三章里面领受了很神的这些使命以后，其实他知道这个工作很困难。
And after he received the commission of the Lord in chapter 3, he knew the work was difficult.
所以当神的灵把他集起来，带他要回来的时候，他说他心里愁苦，但是灵性却很奋激啊。
And,
很兴奋。
And so when the Spirit lifted him and returned him to the people, he went in bitterness and anger.
神当时候跟他特别这样说，看第三章第十节。
And God said to him at that time, let's read chapter 3, verse 10.
他对我说，人子啊，我对你所说的一切话，你要心里领会，耳中听闻。
And he said to me, son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you.
十一节，你往本国被子民那里去。他们或听或不听，你要对他们讲说，告诉他们这是主神说的。
In verse 11, go now to your countrymen in exile and speak to them. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord said, whether they listen or fail to listen.
这里特别提到说，神的话要耳中听闻呢，哈，心中领会。
And here he says, I need to listen and take to heart all the words he speaks.
当神的灵进入我们进到我们心里的时候，降在我们身上的时候，其实。我们这个时候耳朵才会打开的。
And only when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us, only then will our ears be open.
我们看到神的信息才会领会。
And only then can we accept the message of God.
这是为什么神的灵是称为真理的灵。
And this is why the Spirit of God is called the Spirit of Truth.
他是我们的帮助者。
Because he is our helper.
所以圣灵要带领我们进入真理里面。
And so the Holy Spirit will help us go into the truth.
就是要帮助我们能够听明白神的话。
It will help us understand the words of God.
能够领悟神的意思。
And so that we may understand his meaning.
然后照着去做。
And then do accordingly.
哦，这个就是以西结先知他所领受神的话语。
And this is what the Lord, what the prophet Ezekiel has received from the Lord.
他现在勇敢去传讲神的信息给这些心里刚硬的悖逆的百姓听。
And now he will preach this message to the people with a hardened heart.
好，因为这些百姓他们不敬畏神，所以他们基本上对先知的信息一定不会很重视的。
And because the people do not fear God, so they will not take heed to the message of the prophet.
但是其实神的旨意按照神的计划是没有中断的在进行着。
But the plan of God has never stopped.
神透过他的先知传讲警告。
And God through his prophets will preach a warning.
神也宣告他的审判。
And God will also proclaim his judgment.
然后审判之后，神一定给他们盼望。
And after the judgment, God will give them hope.
所以从第四章以后
，and so from chapter 4 onwards
到第七章
，until chapter 7，
就是神透过先知开始讲有关于在犹大地在耶路撒冷城那里的百姓，他们即将要遭遇到的 神的刑罚。
And it talks about the punishment that the people in the, are about to receive.
他们会被巴比伦围攻。
They will be surrounded by Babylon.
他们会过一个非常辛苦的生活。
They will live a very harsh life.
有一段时间，他们真的是饥荒、瘟疫到处流行。
And there was a period of time where they had pestilence and famines all over the land.
那他们会面对刀剑、瘟疫、饥荒，反正民百姓大部分都会被灭亡。
And the people will face the sword, the pestilence, and famine, and most people will be destroyed.
到第七章的时候，一直强调说这个结局已经到了，结局已经到了，那个日子来到了。
And in the chapter 7, emphasized that the end has come.
所以第四章到第七章，这就是一个段落，他在强调说神的审判即将来临的。
And so from chapter 4 to chapter 7, this is one section where it emphasizes that the judgment of God is about to come.
那这个段落结束以后。
And after this section ends,
也就是以西结先知照着神的吩咐，过那个十四个月的很辛苦的这个象征动作以后
，and this is Ezekiel going through the 14 months of symbolic action.
然后接下去第八章开始就是第二类的异象出现给他
，and in from chapter 8 onwards is the second type of visions.
就先让先知了解，在耶路撒冷城那里的百姓，他们的罪恶到底有多大
？And first, he allowed the prophets to understand how great the sin of the people are.
然后要让在异象里面，神让先知看到即将来的毁灭是多么样的凄惨。
And in the vision, God allowed the prophets to see the coming destruction.
神要派出灭命的天使巡行耶路撒冷全地，将那些不敬畏神的、敬拜偶像的全部杀灭。
And God will send out His angel of destruction and strike down all those who do not fear God.
但是在这个百姓这个众多人都在拜偶像的同时，其实神有一批人是保留下来，心里面会对这些偶像污秽的事情觉得很可憎的。
And while among all these people who are worshiping idols, there's a group of people God has kept that despises these idol worshiping.
在很多连长老、祭司们都在做些可憎恶的事的时候，有一些人，他们不会同流合污，他们不会一起做的。
And even when the priests and the elders were doing despicable things, there is a group of people that would not do this.
公义的神，他特别看顾这群人。
And the righteous God will look after these people.
所以神派灭命的天使要去击杀这些悖逆百姓的同时，这一群人就会在额上被画一个记号。
And so when the angels are sent out to strike down the people, these people will be marked with a symbol.
我们现在看第九章。
Let's read chapter 9.
第九章第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
九章四节，神对他说：“你去走遍耶路撒冷全城。”那些因城中所行可憎之事叹息哀哭的人，要画记号在额上。
Verse 4 and said to him, Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all detestable things that are done in it.
那这些人呢，他们不但不会跟随，他们反而会对这些可憎的事情会叹息哀哭，表示他们心里面真的有神的圣洁、神的标准。他们觉得这些事情怎么可以做呢？
And these people who not only do not follow the way of the detestable things, but they lament and grieve over them, and they truly have the holiness of God in them.
他们真的把自己分别出来的。
And they truly separated themselves.
这些人，神就特别派一个天使在他们额上给他画个记号。
And so God sent the angels to put a mark on their forehead.
这个有记号，额上有记号的人就是被保留，不会被后面跟随的灭命的天使所灭。
And those who with the mark on their forehead will not be destroyed by the angel of destruction.
那所以这就是第九章的异象，先知所看到神派天使要去击杀百姓的那个凄惨的情景。
And this is the vision in chapter 9 where the prophet saw the vision of the angel striking down the people.
那接下去第十章呢
？Now in chapter 10,
那就看到那个神在异象里面要。基路伯这个天使去拿火炭，要来撒在整个耶路撒冷城。
And now God will see a vision of the cherubim spreading the hot coals all over the city.
这个炭火要撒在城上，表示即将来的毁灭是焚烧全城的。
And this coal means that the destruction will burn down the entire city.
这个就是在这个时候，神的荣耀就要离开耶路撒冷。
And this time, the glory of God will depart from Jerusalem.
因为罪恶的关系，让神离开了。
Because of sin, God has departed.
啊，神要借着这个极端的手段洁净他这个地。
God will use this extreme method to purify the land.
这个接下去异象就一件一件的揭开给先知看到。
And then following this, the visions will come one by one.
那神让最后让先知预言百姓他们都要被掳。
And then and God allowed the prophets to prophesy that the people will be captured.
他们被掳以后，神其实透过先知再给他们一个信息，最后神要把他们再召聚回来。
And after they were captured, God sent another message to the prophet that they will all be called back.
要让他们重新的再有一个新的心重新合一。
That they will have a new heart and they will all unite together once again.
所以从八章到第十一章，其实这是另外一个段落。
And from chapter 8 to chapter 11, this is another section.
在这一个异象里面。
And in this vision.
那这个就是提到百姓他们的罪孽。
It talks about the sins of the people.
这个在耶路撒冷圣殿栏里面，那里神认为可憎的事情是怎么样一个情景
？And the detestable things that were done in the temples of Jerusalem.
然后神的愤怒要击杀百姓的异象。
And then the vision of God's anger striking down the people.
第十章，神的荣耀离开耶路撒冷的整个过程。
In chapter 10, this is how God's glory will depart from Jerusalem.
到第十一章，民众的首领他们怎么样图谋恶事。然后带领百姓整个败坏的这个事实。
In chapter 11, how the leaders of the people schemed against them and brought them to destruction.
在十一章这个最后，神给他留下一个很美好的盼望。
And in the end of chapter 11, God left them a very beautiful hope.
我们看第十一章的第十七节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 17.
你当说主。如此说，我必从万民中召聚你们，从分散的列国内聚集你们，又要将以色列地赐给你们。
Therefore say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: I will gather you from the nations and bring you back from countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again.
十八节
，verse 18，
他们必到那里，也必从其中除掉一切可憎可厌的物。
And they will return to it and remove all the vile image and detestable idols.
第十九节
，verse 19，
我要使他们有合一的心，也要将心灵放在他们里面，又从他们肉体中 除掉石心，赐给他们肉心。
And I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh.
二十节，使他们顺从我的律例，遵守遵行我的典章，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
Verse 20, then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God.
这个就是你看最后那个神的灵。让神的灵在先知的身上，让他心灵性奋激的一个因素，就是他看到了神的灵要改变人的心。
And this is why the spirit of the Lord had compelled the prophets, because he saw how God would change the people.
他们现在真的是很败坏，很罪恶。
And right now they're truly a sinful.
他们这些行为要接受神的刑罚，因为神是公义的。
And their deeds will be judged by God because God is righteous.
但是这些刑罚审判之后，神所给他们应许就是复兴。
But after judgment and punishment, the promise of God that He gave them is renewal.
神要重新把他们带回来到他的圣地，圣洁的所在。
And God will bring them back to His holy land.
在这个地方，每个人都要被改变。
And here, everyone will be changed.
他们要有合一的心。
They will have a united heart.
神的灵要重新赐给他们。
And the spirit of the Lord will be given to them.
让他们每一个人都心里面可以柔软，心地变成好天地。
And every one of their hearts will be softened.
每一个人都愿意顺从神的诫命，律例典章。
That every one of them will be willing to follow the will of the Lord.
他们就真的成为神的子民，神要做他们的主神。
Then they will truly become the people of God, and God and He will be their God.
所以这个神的灵降在我们身上的时候
，And so when the spirit of God comes upon us,
要让我们真的心中愁苦。
It will cause our heart to grieve.
也就是说，我们可以看到，我们的罪恶。
We will be able to see our sins.
看到神那个审判严厉的那个后果。
And we can see how harsh the judgment of God will be.
但是我们灵性被奋激起来。
But our spirit will be compelled.
因为我们会看到神的应许跟神给我们的盼望。
Because we will see the promise and the hope of God.
因为最后有一个荣耀的景象。
Because in the end there is a glorious image.
所以这个合一的心，这个新的灵放在每一个属神的人心上。
And so this united heart and spirit will be given upon everyone.
那所以 这个百姓他们本来各有个人的想法。
So the people originally had each had their own thoughts.
但最后他们要合一的。
But in the end, they will be brought together.
他们每一个人都能够愿意顺服在神的带领底下。
And every one of them will be willing to be brought under God.
所以神的灵在我们身上的时候，就会显出能力来。
So when the Spirit of God is upon us, then it will manifest His powers.
因此我们要能够要心里领会，耳中听闻神的话语。
And so we need to listen and to take to heart the words of God.
明白神在我们我们身上的旨意。
And we need to understand the will of God upon every one of us.
其实神是要改变我们，让我们每一个人的灵性都被更新起来的。
Because God wants to change every one of us and to renew our spirit.
这个就是神的灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Spirit of God.
所以主的灵在我们身上，我们灵性就被更新。
And so when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, then we'll be lifted.
这是为什么今天我们如果领受圣灵，真的顺服圣灵带领以后。
And this is why if we receive the Holy Spirit and are obedient to it,
我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们的生活会越来越圣洁的。
Then our life will become more and more holy.
我们对罪恶会越来越敏感。
And we'll be more and more sensitive to sin.
我们会注意我们的言行。
Then we'll be careful of our deeds and actions.
小心我们的眼目，我们的心思。
And we'll be aware of what we see and what we think.
因为常常我们一个心思如果一个转变以后。
Because oftentimes if we change our thoughts,
我们所走的路线，我们所说的话语，可能就跟神的这个。他的要求就违背了。
Then the way we walk and our words may deviate from the ways of God.
第三个，我们来看以西结书第三章。
And thirdly, let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 3.
主的灵在我们身上会有另外一个改变。
And when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, we'll have another change.
我们看三章二十二节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 22.
三章二十二节，主的灵在那里降在我身上，他对我说：“你起来往平原去，我要在那里和你说话。”
The hand of the Lord was upon me there, and He said to me, "Get up and go out to the plain, and there I will speak to you."
二十三节，于是我就起来往平原去，不料主的荣耀正如我在加巴鲁河边所见的一样，停在那里，我就匍匐在地。
In verse 23, so I got up and went out to the plain, and the glory of the Lord was standing there, like the glory I had seen.By the Kibar River, and I fell face down.
二十四节，灵就进入我里面，使我站起来。神对我说：“你要进房屋去，将门关上。”
In verse 24, then the Spirit came into me and raised me by my feet, to my feet. He spoke to me and said, "Go shut yourself inside your house."
二十五节，人子啊，人必用绳索捆绑你，你就不能出去在他们中间来往。
25, and you, son of man, they will tie you with ropes and will bound you so that you cannot go out among the people.
26节，我必使你的舌头贴住上膛，以致你哑口，不能做责备他们的人，他们原是悖逆之家。
Verse 26, I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be silent and unable to rebuke them, though they are a rebellious house.
27节，但我对你说话的时候，必使你开口，你就要对他们说，主神如此说。听的可以听，不听的任他不听，因为他们是悖逆之家。
Verse 27, but when I speak to you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says: Whoever will listen, let him listen, and whoever will refuse, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house."
在这里，我们看到当主的灵降在人身上的时候
，We can see here when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon a person.
这个人他要看见神的荣耀。
This person will see the glory of God.
这个荣耀是没有改变的。
And this glory has not changed.
就以西结先知来说，他在加巴鲁河边所看到神的荣耀，在这个地方重新看到。
And to Prophet Ezekiel, the glory he saw at the Kibar River is shown again here.
他匍匐在神面前。
And he fell face down.
那这个时候，你看，他就听到神跟他讲话的信息了。
And at this time, he heard the Lord speaking to him.
神要他完全顺服神做他的口。
And God wants him to be completely obedient and to become his mouthpiece.
神已经先跟他宣告，人子啊，人要用绳索捆绑你。
And God has proclaimed to him that son of man, people will bound you with ropes.
你将失去自由，你的行动将受到限制。
And you will lose your freedom and you will be limited.
你的舌头要贴住上膛，你没有办法开口责备他们。
Your tongue will stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will not be able to rebuke them.
神本来就是要先知去传讲信息 要去发警告责备百姓的。
And God wanted the prophet to go and preach the message and rebuke the people.
但这个时候神先跟他说，我要让你受捆绑，让你的舌头贴住上膛，不能讲话。
But God here says that he will be bound and his tongue will stick to the roof of his mouth.
但是二十七节说，但我对你说话的时候，就使你开口了。
Then in verse 27 it says, But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth.
你一开口的时候就说主神如此说。
And when you open your mouth, you will say, This is what the sovereign Lord
所以,
says.
神要先知让他的口真的完全被神所用而已。
And so God wants the mouth of the prophets to be only used by God.
因为他每次说话都要说主神如此说，他说是宣告神的话语。
Because every time he speaks, he will say, This is what the sovereign Lord says. This is proclaiming what the word of God.
他不能够添加他自己的意思。
He cannot add to his own meaning.
他也不需要多做解释。
And he does not need to explain more.
他就说主神这样说。
All he needs to say is, This is what the sovereign Lord says.
所以整个以西结书，整个书来看，有110次的地方就特别记载主神如此说。
And so,
这一个 字眼。
So in the book of Ezekiel, it mentions 110 times, this is what the sovereign Lord says.
所以当主的灵在我们身上的时候，
So when the spirit of the Lord is upon us,
我们人才能够完全顺服神，成为神的器皿。
Only then can we be completely obedient to God.
因为神要先知真的是忠实的传讲他的话语而已。
Because God wants the prophet to only loyally preach his words.
这里所说的他的舌头贴住上膛，表示他的行动，他的言语受到限制，因为这些被掳的百姓，他们不愿意听以西结他所讲的话语。
And his tongue will stick to Rufus's mouth. This means that the people will not listen to his words.
要他是他的言语是由神，他的口舌是由神来管制的啦。
And his mouth is controlled by God.
神要他说的时候，他就开口。
And when God wants him to speak, then he will speak.
神如果没有信息临到他的时候，他即使看到怎么样他不满意的事情，他都开不了口。
And before the word of God comes upon him, no matter what he sees, he will not be able to open his mouth to rebuke.
那这个就是先知的顺服。
And this is the obedience of the prophet.
那这样的一个限制，一直到耶路撒冷城被灭的时候，那个时候才解除限制。
And this limitation is only taken away when Jerusalem was destroyed.
因为我们从后面看，我们先跳过去，后面看24章。
If we read Ezekiel 24.
24章。
Ezekiel chapter 24.
看27节。
Let's read verse 27.
24章27节。
Ezekiel 24 verse 27.
你必向逃脱人开口说话，不再哑口。你必这样为他们做预兆，他们就知道我是主神。
At that time, your mouth will be open. You will speak to him, and you will no longer be silent. So you will be a sign to them, and they will know that I am the Lord.
以西结书24章，就是耶路撒冷城被毁灭时候的情景。
Ezekiel chapter 24 describes how Jerusalem will be destroyed.
就是整个以西结书的前半段，第一章到24章的最高点。
And this is the peak of the first half of Ezekiel.
所以以西结书一章到24章，它的信息都是在耶路撒冷城被毁之前，神所给以西结要讲的话语。
And so from Ezekiel chapter 1 to 24, this is before Jerusalem was destroyed, the message that God wants Ezekiel to preach.
所有的信息都指向耶路撒冷被毁这件事情。
All of the message is pointing to Jerusalem being destroyed.
24章，他用了这个比喻，非常的生动的。
And in chapter 24, he uses a symbolism that is very lively.
等到耶路撒冷城被毁，圣殿被烧掉以后。
And when Jerusalem was destroyed, the temple was burned.
最后一节，神说，我那时候我就要让你必向逃脱人开口说话，你就不再哑口了，你的限制就解除了。
In the last verse, God says that your mouth will be open and you will no longer be limited.
我们现在看29章。
Let's turn to chapter 29.
29章21节。
Chapter 29, verse 21.
29章21节，当那日，我必使以色列家的脚发声，又必使你以西结在他们中间得以开口，他们就知道我是主神了。
In that day, I will make a horn grow for the house of Israel, and I will open your mouth among them. They will know that I am the Lord.
第二十五章开始到第三十二章啊，这一段这个段落是以西结书里面特别有关于列邦的预言。
And from chapter 25 to 32, this is the prophecies of the of all the tribes.
Nations. Of the nations. 就是隔壁的列国。
Of all the neighboring nations.
他有很多的篇幅在讲埃及
，and he has many chapters that talk about Egypt.
讲推罗西顿
，and
推罗，Tyre 跟 Sidon.
Tyre and Sidon.
然后讲亚门，讲这个腓力斯地，就是跟以色列犹大国度有关系的这些 国家。
And also Ammon and Philistine and all the countries surrounding Israel.
第29:21，当那日，那个时候，就是其实就是以色列国犹大国被灭的时候。
And in verse 21, on that day, and that day is the day when the kingdom of Judah is destroyed.
神说，我要让你的口可以开了，你不再哑口了。
God says that I will open your mouth, and you will no longer be silent.
我们再看33章。
Let's turn to chapter 33.
33章。
Chapter 33.
看21节。
Let's read verse 21.
33章21节。
Chapter 33, verse 21.
我们被掳之后12年10月初5日，有人从耶路撒冷逃到我这里说，城已被攻破。
And on the 12th year of our exile, in the 10th month, on the 5th day, a man who had escaped from Jerusalem came to me and said, the city has fallen.
22节，逃来的人未到前一日的晚上，主的灵降在我身上，开我的口。到第二日早晨，那人来到我这里，我口就开了，不再闲默了。
Verse 22, now the evening before the man arrived, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he opened my mouth before the man came to me in the morning. So my mouth was open, and I was no longer silent.
我们就从这一些记录，我们就看到神的口，神的灵降在先知的身上啊。
And so from these recordings, we can see when the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet.
让先知真的这么顺服的顺从神的安排。
And so the prophet was truly obedient to the arrangement of God.
所以以西结他这个在做工的这一段时间，真的就像四活物一样的。
And so when Ezekiel was doing work, he was just like the four living creatures.
他神的灵在他身上真的是畅通无阻。
And the Spirit of the Lord was in him, moving freely.
神要他做什么，他要做什么。
Whatever God wanted him to do, he would do.
神要他闭口，他就闭口。
When God wants him to shut his mouth,
该开口的时候，他就开口讲话。
And when he wants to open his mouth, then he will open his mouth.
神要他不能哭的时候，他就不能哭。
When God does not allow him to cry, then he will not cry.
因为在24章那里，我们看到神给他一个非常严重的功课。
And in chapter 24, we can see God gave him a very difficult homework.
当耶路撒冷城被灭的时候
，When Jerusalem was to be destroyed,
神就跟他说，你的太太要死了。
And he said, God said to him that your wife would die with it.
你一滴眼泪都不可以掉。
And you will not be able to shed tears.
结果真的，以西结的太太，她就真的隔日死了。
And the next day, the wife of Ezekiel passed away.
她就只能够照着神的吩咐，真的像没有发生事情一样，照常过日子。
And he can only be obedient to God and act like nothing had happened.
他一句话都不敢埋怨神的。
And he was not even he did not even say one word of complaint to God.
这个就是神的灵降在人的身上所看到的顺服。
And this is obedience upon a person when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon
him. 所以今天如果我们真的让我们的生命完全顺服圣灵带领
，And so if we allow our life to be completely obedient to the Holy Spirit,
这个我们的整个生命会顺服神的旨意的
，Then our whole life will be obedient to the will of God.
我们愿意照着真理而行
，Then we'll walk according to the truth.
圣经里面主耶稣告诉我们怎么做，我们就怎么做。
And whatever the Lord has said for us to do, then we'll do accordingly.
因为神的灵是顺服的灵。
Because the Spirit of the Lord is a spirit of obedience.
我们要让我们的生命被圣灵充满。
And we will need to allow our life to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们才能够真的成为神的器皿，做神的口。
Only then can we become the vessel of God and be His be His mouthpiece.
真的能够去宣讲主耶稣基督要我们讲的信息。
And we'll be able to proclaim the message that God wants us to speak.
第四个，我们看以西结书十一章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 11.
以西结书十一章。
Ezekiel chapter 11.
请看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
十一章第五节，主的灵降在我身上，对我说：“你当说主如此说，以色列家，你们口中所说的，心里所想的，我都知道。”
And then the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and He told me to say, "This is what the Lord says. This is what you are saying, O house of Israel. But I know what is going through your mind."
第六节，你们在这城中杀人增多，使被杀人充满这街道。
In verse 6, you have killed many people in the city and filled the street with the dead.
第七节，所以主神如此说：你们杀在城中的人就是肉，这城就是锅，你们却要从其中被带出去。
Verse 7, therefore this is what the sovereign Lord says: the bodies you have thrown there are the meat, and the city is the pot. But I will drive you out of it.
你们怕刀剑，我必使刀剑临到你们，这是主神说的。
Verse 8, you feared the sword, and the sword is what I will bring against you, declares the sovereign Lord.
如果我们继续看下去，就看到神要先知预言神的选民他们即将遭遇的事。
And if we continue to read, we'll see this is what the prophet will prophesy, what will happen to the people.
他们要倒在刀下。
That they will fall to the sword.
他们要被掳到外邦。
They will be captured and taken to a foreign nation.
到那个时候，他们就知道谁才是真的真神。
At that time, they will know who is the true God.
那这里神的灵降在先知的身上，他说，他就神就跟他这样宣告，他说你们心里所说的，心里所想的，我都知道。
And when the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet, he said to him that I know what you are thinking in your mind.
也就是说，神的灵降在我们身上的时候，神要传达的信息就交付先知来预言，来宣告。
And when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon the prophet, then he will proclaim the message that God wants him to say.
真的，我们口中所说的，我们心中所想的，神都知道的。
And so whatever we say and whatever we think, God knows.
你看，先知他就接下去开始预言，他们被掳。
And then the prophet continues to prophesy that they were captured.
然后接下去就预言他们以后即将要的复兴。
And then he continues to prophesy about the renewal that they will have.
神的灵进入人里面以后，
when the Spirit of the Lord comes into a person,
因为神的信息一定会跟着进来，
then the message of the Lord will come with it.
当人愿意顺服神做他的口以后，
when a person is willing to be obedient to God and be his mouthpiece,
神要传达的信息才会交付下来。
Only then will the message of the Lord come upon a person.
因为这个时候，这个人的口就完全被神所用的时候，就不会讲人自己的意思。
Because at this time, the mouth of the person will be completely used by God and will not say his own will.
我们这样的一个记录呢，我们现在看以西结书三十七章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章。
Ezekiel 37.
三十七章的第一节。
37 verse 1.
神的灵降在我身上，神借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。
In verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones.
37章这里就看到一个平原枯骨要重新复活的意象。
In chapter 37 talks about the vision of the valley of dry bones being renewed.
这其实也是以西结书里面第三类的意象。
And this is the third kind of vision in the book of Ezekiel.
因为以西结书第一章到第三章，这是第一类意象。
Because in Ezekiel chapter 1 to 3, this is the first type of vision.
八章到第十一章是第二类的意象。
And from chapter 8 to chapter 11, this is the second type of vision.
三十七章到三十九章这是第三类的意象。
And from chapter 37 to 39 is the third type of vision.
这个意象就是复兴的意象。
And this vision is this vision of renewal.
到最后就是四十章以后，这个耶路撒冷的圣殿，一个属灵圣殿建立的意象。
And in chapter 40 onward, this is the spiritual Jerusalem being built.
那在这个平原枯骨的这个意象呢？他说，神要先知对他们发预言。
And the valley of the vision of the valley of the dry bones is when God wants the prophet to prophesy to them.
37章第四节，他又对我说：“你要向这些骸骨发预言，说枯干的骸骨啊，要听神的话。”
In chapter 37, verse 4, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and said to them.Dry bones hear the words of the Lord.
第五节，主神对这些骸骨如此说：“我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。”
Verse 5, this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.
这些预言是神的灵降在以西结先知之后，他要讲的话语。
And these prophecies are the words that he will speak after the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him.
所以你看，这预言。他一讲完之后，这个平原、这个枯骨哈，这些大量的骸骨就开始活起来了。
And after he speaks his words, the valley of the dry bones began to come alive.
最后成为神极大的军队。
And then in the end, they became the great army of God.
那这个预言其实在讲的就是以色列整个以色列家的重新复兴。
And this prophecy is talking about the revival of Israel.
他这些预言真的都实现了。
And all these prophecies have been fulfilled.
我们就看到神的灵临到一个人身上的时候的一个重要性。
So we can see the importance of the Spirit coming upon a person.
神要他的先知讲出他的话语。
God wants his prophets to speak his words.
神的灵先降下来，这个话语信息就交付给他，让他去讲。
And when the Spirit comes upon a person, then the message will follow for him to speak.
他所讲的预言就真的一一的实现了。
Then the prophecies that he speaks will be fulfilled.
所以先知所讲的话就真的应验。
And so the words of the prophet has been fulfilled.
耶路撒冷城真的被毁。
And the city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
大部分的百姓真的被杀。
And most of the people were killed.
最后真的他们被掳到外邦去了。
In the end, they were exiled to a foreign nation.
可是到最后，神要重新把他们召集回来。
But in the end, God will call them back.
要建立一个圣洁属灵的国度。
They will build a holy nation.
就最后的一个意象，一个复兴的意象，就是幕后真教会的建立。
And the last vision of revival is the vision of the true church.
我们看到先知所讲的信息一一应验以后，我们看到。他最后那个意象就是要在末世今天这个时候的真教会实现的。
And we can see the prophecies being fulfilled one by one, and the last prophecy will be fulfilled with the true church.
所以神的灵在我们身上，我们所发的预言就会实现的。
And so when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and our prophecy will be fulfilled.
我们最后看以西结书四十章。
And、lastly, let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书四十章。
Ezekiel 40.
四十章第一节。
Chapter 40, verse 1.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷被攻破后十四年正月，正在年初月之初十日，神的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地。
In the 25th year of our exile, in the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the fall of the city, on that very day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and He took me there.
第二节说，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上。在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立的。
In verse 2, in visions, visions of God, He took me to the land of Israel and sent me on a very high mountain on whose south side were some buildings that looked like cities.
第三节，他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。
In verse 3, He took me there and I saw a man whose appearance was like bronze.He was standing in the gateway with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand.
第四节，那人对我说：“人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这里来，特要指示你，凡你所见的，你都要告诉以色列家。”
Verse 4, the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears and pay attention to everything I am going to show you. For that is why you have been brought here. Tell the house of Israel everything you see.
这一段就是以西结先知所看到的第四类的意象。
And this is the fourth type of vision that Prophet Ezekiel has saw.
末后属灵圣殿的建立。
This is the holy temple that will be established in the end times.
主的灵降在身上。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon a person.
之后他就看到这个属灵国度的建立起来了。这是一个荣耀的国度。
He will see how the holy kingdom will be built up.
他说他看到。一个人，他是手里拿着麻绳跟量度的杆站在门口。
He saw a person with a linen cord and a measuring rod at the door.
他在那里，他说他看到一座城被建立起来了。
And there he saw a city that was being built.
在至高的山上。
It was built upon a high mountain.
在那里有神在建造的，按照神的尺寸。
And this is built according to the measurements of God.
神特别跟先知说，你要将你眼睛看到、耳朵听的放在心上，然后。要把你所得到的告诉以色列家。
And God said that you will look with your eyes and hear with your ears and pay attention to everything and tell the house of Israel everything you see.
就告诉我们说，神的一个属灵的国度是按照神的尺寸被建造的。
This tells us that the holy nation of God will be built to His specifications.
真正的建造人是主神他自己。
And the builder is God Himself.
那在这个神的度量的杖底下。
And under the measuring rod of God,
每一个人他就看到他自己的罪孽而会惭愧。
Every person will see his own sins.
因为这个国度、这个城是荣耀的，是圣洁的。
Because the city is glorious and holy.
这个意象里面，这个神就对先知这样子一一的介绍这个各圣殿里面大大小小的尺寸。
And in the vision, God introduced to the prophet all the dimensions of the holy temple.
到最后，我们看第四十三章。
And let's lastly read chapter 43.
第十节
Chapter 43, verse 10.
人子啊，你要将这殿指示以色列家，使他们因自己的罪孽惭愧，也要他们量殿的尺寸。
And verse 10, Son of man, describe the temple to the people of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their sins, and let them consider their plan.
第十一节，他们若因自己所行的一切事惭愧，你就要将殿的规模、样式、出入之处。和一切形状、典章、礼仪、法则，指示他们在他们眼前写上，使他们遵照殿的一切规模、典章去做。
In verse 11, if they are ashamed of all they have done, make known to them the design of the temple, its arrangements, its exits and entrance, its whole design and all the regulations and laws. Write these down before them so that they may be faithful to his design and follow all his regulations.
这里就看到这个神的这个属灵的殿建造以后。
And here we can see after the holy temple of God was built.
因为这个殿是荣耀圣洁的。
Because this temple is holy and glorious.
所以然后里面的百姓神的选民呢他们会因自己的罪孽惭愧他们就 会改变会按照神所指示的一切的典章律例来生活来改变
And so the people in there will be ashamed of their sins and they will consider the regulations of God and change themselves
他们所做的就会按照殿的这个圣洁法则来过日子
And they will do it according to the regulations and arrangement and design of the temple
这是最后神的殿建立以后神的荣耀充满以后会带出来的改变
And this is a change that will be brought about after the temple of God has been built
那有这样一个意象这样一个盼望其实是神的灵降在先知身上他所看到的
And with this kind of vision and this hope came about with the spirit of God comes upon the prophet
所以我们今天如果真的被圣灵充满以后
And so today if we're truly filled with the Holy Spirit
我们才真的有属灵的眼光
Only then will we have our spiritual sight
能够看到主耶稣基督他所应许的
Then we can see what the Lord Jesus has promised
我们的教会我们在地上这里也许我们所经历的并没有那么完美。
And what we experience may not be as perfect.
因为我们可能会接触到我们的弟兄姐妹，哎，大家好像也没真的那么好。
And we'll interact with our brothers and sisters and realize we're not that good.
但其实不要被眼前的这个现象所迷惑。
But we should not be disillusioned by what we see.
就好像这个属灵的殿，他当时候啊，显给以西结先知看。
And just as when this holy temple was shown to Prophet Ezekiel,
这个殿是属灵是完全的。
And this temple is spiritual and perfect.
这个殿就是神的心意，神的指示。
And this temple is the will and the design of God.
不管是门，不管是它的每一个建筑物的尺寸，都是按照神的意思建造起来的。
And every door and every dimension was built according to the specification of God.
在这里要流出生命的活水。
And here will flow the living water.
在这里能够看到神的荣耀充满。
And here they will see the full glory of God.
所以每一个人来到这里的时候，就会看到。对照之下，都看到自己的罪孽，然后会惭愧。
So when a person comes in here, he will see his own sins and be ashamed.
他说，一切能够会看到自己的不足、惭愧的人，他来到神的殿里面，他就会按照神的法则来过日子、生活，来得到神的荣耀。
If a person will feel ashamed when he comes into the temple of God, then he will live according to the regulation of the temple.
所以我们从以西结书里面看到神的灵降在先知的身上，给他看到这么多的不一样的事情
So we can see that when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon Ezekiel, he sees all kinds of different things.
今天这个主的灵在我们弟兄姐妹身上。
And today the Spirit is among every one of us.
因为主耶稣应许的圣灵已经来到。
Because the promised Holy Spirit of God has already come upon us.
我们要追求被神的灵充满。
We need to pursue being filled with the Spirit of God.
当神的灵在我们身上，我们必然看见灵界的奥秘。
When the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, then we will see the spiritual mystery.
我们将看到神的荣耀。
Then we will see the glory of God.
我们有属灵的智慧去分辨善与俗，圣与俗。
And we'll have spiritual wisdom to discern what is holy and what is worldly.
我们的灵性会被奋激起来。
And our spirituality will be compelled.
我们会耳中听闻神的话语，心中领会神的意思。
And we will hear His words and take it to heart.
我们会愿意顺服神的指示，完全成为神的口。来传讲主耶稣基督要我们讲的信息。
He will be fully obedient to him and become his mouthpiece and speak his words.
当我们愿意顺服的时候，神的预言将交付给我们，所讲的话必然实现。
When we're willing to be obedient, then his prophecy will come upon us, and the words we speak will be fulfilled.
我们更会有属灵的眼光去看到荣耀的国度。
And we'll also have the spiritual eyesight to see the holy nation.
看到神他圣洁的法则。
And we'll see the holy regulation of God.
让我们整个生命都能够完全符合神的要求。
And so that our life will be lived according to the standards of God.
在他的圣洁的荣耀的圣殿里面享受永远的生命。
And in his glorious temple, we'll enjoy eternal life.
愿主的灵都能够降在我们每个人身上。
May the Spirit of the Lord be among everyone of us.
发挥出神的灵的工作来。
And to do his work.
Let's sing
him.
452首.
452.